more precious than gold, than silver refined in the fire, the furnace 7 times. That's the Bible, God's word, precious, most precious gift that one person can give to another in this world, the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, which have the ability to make a person wise for salvation through faith that is in Jesus Christ, whom I declare to you here this afternoon. Maybe perhaps you've never had or taken the opportunity to read the Bible for yourself. A copy of the entire New Testament is offered to you free of charge and without any cost or any obligation to you. Yours to take and do with as you will. But it is, as I say, it's God's word, means by which he speaks to men and women today, calls them out of this dark world and wicked age, and brings them to the safety, salvation, eternal life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about, having a foundation, a sure foundation. Foundation that is to build your life upon. Foundation, of course, that will stand you in good stead, not just for this life, but of course for the coming judgment of God. Storm of wrath that's coming upon a wicked world. Then, of course, eternity follows. Death, of course, is not the conclusion of the matter. Some evil, wicked men that would hope that would be the case. And some of you, of course, who live godless lives, well, you live with that delusion too. You know that death will be the end of the matter, no more. It's appointed for man to die once, the Bible says, and then after that, then comes the judgment. So as I say, or rather as God says in his word, you need a sure foundation. Jesus says in the New Testament, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." See, friends, it's a firm foundation that you want. Rock, granite under your feet, you know, that will cause you not, as it were, to be blown away in the stream, the torrent that is of God's judgment when it comes. The Old Testament says, "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste." Not sure foundation, of course, is Jesus Christ, is the Son of God, whom I declare to you this afternoon. Jesus, his name means Savior, the one who came into the world to save sinners, the person of Jesus Christ. Of course, as he's revealed in the Bible, not as he's revealed in the Quran, not as he's revealed in the Watchtower literature. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. There are many perversions, many heretics, many Many who present to you a false Jesus. The only trustworthy source that you have is the Bible, the Word of God, which I have already offered to you. It's there and there alone that you get the true picture. You get the real Jesus, the one, of course, who in the beginning was the Word, was with God and was God. And the Bible says everything was made by Him, through Him and for Him. He's the creator of the universe in which you live. He's the one who sustains it. He does not clamor to have His voice heard. It's His voice that holds the thing together, even your being and your existence. He sustains everything. And of course, He is the one ultimately one day before whom you will stand to give account. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of this person, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So that's your foundation, the person who builds his life, who builds his future, who builds for eternity upon the person of Jesus Christ, has indeed a sure foundation. But without that foundation, well, you're building maybe on religious sand, building on secular sand, godless sand, matters not, blown away in that day, the great day of the Lord, when Jesus comes again. It's Jesus, you see, that's the hope of sinners. It's Jesus alone, that's the hope of the nations. Told his disciples, last spoken words to them, go into all nations and make disciples, followers of Jesus, because hope lies in him alone. You see, at the end of the age, the day when he returns, every other kingdom will fall, will crumble. The only kingdom that will be left standing will be the kingdom of God's Son, Jesus Christ. So, the hope of the nations, all nations, and the hope of all men, and the hope of all sinners. For there's no other way back to God, no other way by which a sinner can be made right with God, a sinner can be forgiven. Well, you say that doesn't include me because I'm not a sinner. Well, God says differently. He says, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. He says, there's none righteous, no, not one. None who understands, none who seeks after God. Altogether become unprofitable and out of the way. Sinful to a man, to a woman, born in sin. And of course, living in sin, and without Jesus Christ, without the hope that He brings to sinners, well, you perish in your sin and go to a lost eternity. So Jesus, the only hope of sinners, the only way back to God, the only way to get right with God, only through God's Son, Jesus Christ. I am the way, He says, truth and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. One way and one way only. Not through your world religions, not through Muhammad, not through Buddha, Confucius, but through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The only hope of sinners. The only hope you ever have of getting right with God. Only hope you have for this world and the world to come. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He came into the world for that reason and that purpose, He alone. To save sinners. Only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. If you build on any other foundation, God says, man must perish. You can build your lives and your hopes and dreams, your secular hopes, your godless hopes. You live with this fantasy of evolution, this nonsense of unbelief. You live, you build your hopes for the futures and that. Well, you're going to be washed away in the tide, God's wrath. No hope there, people. No hope in secularism. No hope in godlessness. No hope in your evolution. It's a doctrine of despair, utter and absolute despair. Evolution is the God with a small g of blood. Nothing but bloodshed and despair. That's your evolution, your survival of the fittest. Only hope, I tell you, when you build your foundation, sure foundation, the solid rock of Jesus Christ, God's Son. That's the sure foundation. You build on any other foundation, you must perish. Whether it be religion. Religion doesn't make a man right with God. Religion make you respectable, make you moral, make yourself righteous, make you all kinds of things, but it won't make you right with God. Won't bring the life of God into your soul. Won't bring the love of God into your heart. Won't bring the forgiveness of God to you. Won't bring to you the assurance of eternal life and a home one day in heaven. Only the gospel, only the good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ, can do that for you. It's the only foundation, people. Any other foundation, you build your hopes, you build your life, you build it on religion, you'd be swept away just like the godless, just like the unbelieving. Religion, secularism, the false cults and sects, false religions, idolatry is what the Bible, what God calls it. God hates idolatry. He despises idolatry. He brings idolaters to judgment. That's your every false religion, and that's your every false sect and cult that ever the world's known. Now, people, only one way, only one foundation, a sure foundation. That's what you need. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world to give you that foundation, that He Himself would be the foundation of your life. Christ and Christ alone. Without Him, there is no profit. Matters not what else you stand upon. Matters not what else you believe or believe in. Only Jesus Christ. You put your hopes in the United Nations, United States of Europe. Put your trust in politicians, liars to a man. Parliament today, full of liars and perverts. That's what you're led by. You put your hopes, you put stock in that, people. Well, again, washed away. No hope, no hope at all without Jesus, without the Son of God. He alone can give you hope for this life and hope for the future. I mean a sure hope, a definite hope. I mean a hope that won't disappoint. You know, I know many of you, you hope in all kinds of vain things. You know, you hope that maybe you'll win the lottery this coming Saturday. Fat hope of that, you know. Or you hope somebody will turn up, something will come round the corner, you know. Some vain imaginary hope, or you place your hope in your, you know, your fellow human beings, a husband, wife, family. But you see, at the end of the day, all of them's going to let you down. All of them's going to depart. You know, even the best loved husband and wife, you know, going to depart you at some point or another. Going to be disappointed. Going to be left without them. Only one person, people, who can give you hope and sustain that hope, not just for time, but for eternity too. A sure foundation, that's Jesus. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Son of God who came into the world. That's the one through whom the grace and kindness and compassion of God has been revealed. For you see, the grace of God has appeared to all men. All kinds of men. Matters not where you come from, what your background, what your color, your creed might be. That's of no account at all. All human beings, and universally, all sinners, to a man, to a woman, and all in need of the grace of God. Sin problems, a universal problem. But the gospel, you see, is a universal answer. It's for all men, all who will believe, all who will repent, all who will turn from their sin with godly sorrow, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, will receive salvation, will be forgiven, will know the grace, the kindness, the mercy of God, and will know too, of course, hope for this world and the hope for the world to come. So that's the question, people. What are your hopes built upon? Religious sand? You're building your house on the sand. You need a sure foundation. You need a rock solid foundation. Jesus is the one, the only one. No prophet in any other. No prophet anywhere else. It's obedience. See, Jesus lived. Read the Bible for yourself and see the record that God has given to us concerning His Son Jesus, the perfect obedience that He offered to God, flawless. In Him was no sin. In Him is no sin. The sinless Son of God. I mean, compare Him with the wretched Muhammad, you know, an immoral man. Man who marched upon Mecca and took it over, slaughtering all those who opposed him. His religion never advanced one whit until he started using the sword. He's called, Muhammad's called the sword of the prophet. Jesus told his disciples, put up thy sword, put up thy sword. Kingdom of God's not advanced with a sword. It's advanced through the proclamation of the gospel. You see, people, the obedience of Jesus. He obeyed God. You know, he obeyed the law of God to the utmost. You know, perfectly upright and moral, kind, compassionate, and full of grace. You can't say that about the prophet, so-called Muhammad. No, an immoral man. Do a comparison. Look at both of their lives in contrast and see who comes out in the front. Now, that's not a sure foundation. That's another one that will come crashing down. Jesus Christ will bring it down along with all other kingdoms that stand in opposition to His kingdom. They'll all fall. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Muhammad's not Lord. The Watchtower Society propagators, they're not Lord. False religion, people. Religious sand. Sinking sand. No good to anybody. No profit. Jesus Christ offered a perfect obedience to God. And that perfect obedience is credited to the account of every man, woman, who sincerely, truly repents of their sin and believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. That obedience is attributed to them when they believe. That's a sure foundation. That's a rock solid foundation. One that will take you safely into eternity. Jesus and His atonement, His atoning blood. He died on the cross 2,000 years ago, not because of what He had done, not because He'd done anything wrong, not because He had sinned, not because He had broken any law, let alone the law of the state, the land. Now, He was charged, He was condemned by the Roman government. He was crucified, nailed to a cross. He suffered that in the place of sinners. He took the place of those who should have been. He should have been facing that death. That death He died. He died for sinners like you and I. He shed His blood that you might be washed and made clean. Because ain't nothing else can make you clean. Before God, I mean. Nothing else that can make you spotless. Nothing else that can shift the stains and the marks of sin. Nothing else, people, make you right with God. Only the atoning blood of Jesus. You trust in His atonement. You trust in His work on the cross. You're on a sure foundation. I'll be assured of that. Sure foundation. Jesus Christ died for sinners. This is the gospel. Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for sinners, just as the Bible said He would. Rose again from the dead after the third day, just as the Bible said He would. He shed His blood. He went to the cross. He did it in love. He did it willingly. He wasn't forced. He wasn't made to. He did it willingly. So so that you could be washed and made clean, so that you could be forgiven, so that your alienation from God could be healed, so that you could be reconciled to God and one with God, so that you would not spend eternity separated from God in the damnation of hell. Jesus has made peace by the blood of his cross. But that peace, friends, peace for the world. He has made peace for the world by the blood of his cross. But that blood, that peace has to be received. It has to be received by you willingly, consciously, deliberately. As many as received him, Jesus, that is the sure foundation, to them he gave the power, the right, the authority to become children of God. Here's the thing, friends. You ain't a child of God unless you've been born again. You ain't a child of God unless you made your peace with God. Unless through the blood of the cross you've made peace with God through his Son Jesus Christ, you ain't on a sure foundation. You're on a very slippery slope on the pathway to perdition. You're on the way to hell. Without Jesus and his atoning blood, you ain't got no sure foundation. So you see, you gotta make your peace with God, but God's made the way possible, sending his Son Jesus into the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the sure foundation. The gospel, the good news concerning Jesus, a person, not a religion. Not a religion. Again, religion don't save. Religion don't bring God to you. Religion don't put the life of God in your soul. Don't save you. You gotta be born again, people. You gotta have the life of God in you. And only Jesus can do that for you. He came into the world, he lived and loved and died, rose again from the dead in order that you might have this sure foundation for time and for eternity. Bible tells us he sits now at the right hand of God and intercedes and prays for those who trust in him. See, that's something else. You see, that's the foundation that the believer has. Don't walk alone. As a mediator, as somebody to deal with his sins day by day. One who prays for him, the right hand of God, Jesus. You see, Jesus is still working hard at the Father's right hand and preparing a place for those, of course, who trust in him. You believe in God, he says, believe also in me. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Those that is, of course, who love him, those that is who trust him, those that is who have turned from their sin, from their wicked ways. Why the Bible calls for repentance, necessity, people. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Jesus says. Why? Because the kingdom of God's at hand. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. You see, there's got to be a change. There's got to be an alteration in your thinking and your mind. That's what repentance is about. It's a change of mind about God and about his Son and about your sin and your involvement in it. A turning from it, embracing God's thoughts revealed in his word, thinking them after him, and of course working them out in your daily life and living. Here's the thing, you see, Jesus says, it's out of the heart, you see, it's out of the minds of men and women that proceeds evil thoughts, murder, blasphemy, idolatry, all the filth and uncleanness you got in your world and your society today. You know, your chock-a-block full, overflowing, abundant, nothing but uncleanness everywhere you look. In your society today, your televisions, your newspapers, your books, nothing but utter filthiness. Where does it come from? Well, God didn't bring it. God didn't give it to you. No, Now, people, your own invention, your own wicked inventions. But you see, it's out of the minds of men and women. It's out of the hearts of men and women, Jesus says. That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from. But there's got to be a change. You got to start thinking pure thoughts. You got to start thinking right thoughts. You got to repent of that stuff. You got to repent deliberately. You know, that uncleanness, that filthiness, the blasphemy, the idolatry. It's got to be forsaken. It's got to be abandoned. And you got to turn to Jesus. You got to turn to His atoning blood and get washed and made clean, get fit for God, fit for purpose, and fit for heaven. But you see, without Jesus, without this sure foundation, you ain't fit for nothing. You ain't fit for nothing but the fire. You ain't fit for nothing but burning. Turn before you burn. Surely as I live, saith the Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn. Turn, 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 He says. Why will ye die when there's a Savior? One that can give you eternal life. One who can save you. And one who can deliver you from such uncleanness, such perversity as you find in the human mind today. But you see, that's what you're given over to. That's the stuff, that's the kind of stuff God gives you over to when you reject Him. When you say, ah, there is no God. Okay, says God, that's the way you want to go. Fair enough, I'll take that from you and I'll give you what you want. And He gives you more than what you want. You want uncleanness? He says, I'll give you some more. Yeah? You want blasphemy? I'll give you some more. Yeah? You want idolatry? I'll give you some more. And He gives you over to it, you know? To reprobate minds, debased minds, thinking more and more evil, more and more wickedness, until the cup's full, yeah? Until you've filled up the cup of your sin, and then God comes and takes you out of the world by death, and hurries you into the damnation of hell. I say, working of it, people. See, no foundation, nothing to stand upon when God comes for you. When God comes knocking on your door and telling you, hey, it's time. Your time's up. You're for out of this world. I'm taking you. You're gone. You see? You ain't got a foundation. You ain't got a sure foundation. You haven't got Jesus Christ and what He has taught in the Word of God to stand upon. You're blown away. You're in hell, man. You need saving. You know? You need saving. You need salvation. You need Jesus. You need a sure foundation. A sure hope to build your lives on, your souls for eternity. You see, Jesus, you can read about Jesus in the Bible, the perfection, the utter perfection of His character. You know, only ever went about doing good. Only decent man that ever walked the face of this planet. And what did we do to Him? We crucified Him. You say, well, I didn't. Well, you know the old Negro spiritual song, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Yes, you were. Yes, you were. You were all there. And if Jesus come again, you do just the same thing again. You know? If He's here today, you do the same thing again. And here's the thing, every time you reject the gospel, you crucify Him again. That's what you do every time you reject the gospel. So you see, people, you know, the perfection of His character. The only good man has ever walked the face of this earth. And what did we do? We nailed Him to a cross. We spat on Him. We cursed Him. Yeah, we whipped Him and scourged Him until His back was like a plowed field, and then nailed Him to a cross. Killed the Lord of glory. That's what you did. That's what sin did. That's what the sin of mankind did. And people, that's what you need to be saved from. That's why you need salvation. Why I need salvation. Why we all need salvation. But you need a sure foundation. You need someone that you can stand on, trust in, that you know won't let you down. Well, read for yourself in God's Word in the Bible, the perfection of His character. You're not being asked to trust in somebody that's not trustworthy. You've been asked to trust in somebody that's got a track record. You know, that's been, you know, that's been saving people these last 2,000 years and more. You know? men and women down through the generations the world over have put their trust, their faith in Jesus Christ and have not been disappointed, have found him to be exactly who the Bible claims him to be a Savior, and to be full of compassion, kindness, mercy and goodness. He only ever, even his enemies, even those who had him crucified, testified of him. He only ever went about doing good. You can't say that about your Muhammad. Eh? You can't say that about your Darwin and your Dawkins. Jesus, only Jesus, the character of his, the perfection of his character, a sure foundation. Oh, you can trust in Jesus. He'll bring up the goods. He'll produce the goods. He'll save you if you'll trust him, if you'll believe in his name. Gosh, the merit of his work, the merit of the work of Jesus, his dying on the cross and rising again, it's the only work that God will accept. You come before God in the judgment day and claim some other divvy's name, you know? You claim some other religious name, and God will just say to you, get out of the place. Get out of the place. I never knew you. You see, there's only one person's work. Your work, my work is no good. Yeah? Only one person's work that has any merit in the eyes of God. And that's the work of Jesus. His dying on the cross. That's all that God will accept. Your good deeds, my good deeds, they're a stench in God's nostrils because, you see, they're tainted with sin. The perfect, sinless works of the Lord Jesus alone will give you merit in the sight of God and nothing else. Yes, madam.
Sir, it's Stan.
Have a read.
Yes, thank you. I do read it. Stan is my friend with my friend.
I know, yeah.
He spoke well of it by the care shop.
Yeah.
They've been going together a year now, and then all of a sudden he takes the landlord and she falls down on the steps of the landlord and he picks her up. He says, "Are you all right?" And she says, "Yes." And all her leg was cut open, and right, rushed her up this hospital. Yeah. And her name's Brenda. And
okay, I'll pray for
you. Prayer for
I'll pray for her, dearie. Yeah, carry on. So you see, only the work of Jesus, only his death, only his resurrection, nothing else, only the person and the work of Jesus. That's the only grounds you have. You see, that's the sure foundation. It's the only sure foundation. Yeah, you come with anything else, you come with your own works. You say, "Well, I do good works, you know. I try to help the poor, you know. I do this for the blind, I do this for the lame, you know." You do all kinds of good things. Well, that's good on you. Good on you, keep doing it. But that don't get you no brownie points in God's sight. That don't get you no merit in God's sight. People, only the work of Jesus, by the works of the flesh. God says no man or woman will ever be justified, made right with God in his sight. Only one way, people. Only one way. Jesus, sure foundation, Son of God, Jesus Christ, trusting in him. He is the sure foundation. You come in that name. You come in the name of God's Son. You come in the name of Jesus Christ. God will receive you. Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and I will receive you. In the name of Jesus, he will receive you. But no other name. No other name under heaven, under the entire canopy of heaven, whereby a person can be saved. Only the name of Jesus. No other. A sure foundation. People, the veracity of his word. You can trust his word. In him is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He knows everything. He knows everything. Here's the thing. Could you be wrong about everything you know? Is that a possibility? Well, you see, people, well, you could be wrong about many things, but here's the thing. You got a faultless word in the Bible. You got a word that is absolutely and utterly truthful. God's word is truth. The word of Jesus in the Bible. You can stake your life, your soul on it, because it is true. Can't say that about your politicians. You can't say that about anybody else in this world, because, well, God's indictment is that all men are liars. So outside of the Bible, you got no truth. No reliable truth outside of the Bible. You got nothing you can put your trust in. Only the words of Jesus. That's a sure foundation. That's a definite foundation. You put your trust in His Word, what He speaks, and He only ever speaks the truth. Oh, you might not like what He speaks. You might not like what He says to you. You know, when He tells you that you're some kind of vile, rotten sinner, that you're lost and undone and faced with the damnation of hell, you might not like it when He says things like that to you, but He speaks the truth, you see, and He uses the truth in the same way that a surgeon uses his scalpel. He cuts you open in order to get the poison out so that you could be made well. Well, you see, you got to come to an understanding of what kind of a person you are. You see, here's the thing, people. If you don't know what you are, you've never been born again. If you don't know yourself to be a rotten sinner, you don't know yourself to be estranged, alienated from God, without hope in the world and this world to come. You don't know that, people. You've not been born again. You've not even begun to understand the truth about yourself, about God, about eternal matters. But when Jesus tells you these things, He tells you them in order that you might be saved. You know? That you might be rescued. That you might be born again. Given a new nature, new desires, and new hopes. A sure foundation, people. The veracity and the truthfulness of God's Word. The words of Jesus. Ah, so important. You know, this world will pass away, Jesus says. This world will pass away, but My Word shall never pass away. The last day, people, when you stand before God, it's this word, people, this is the measure by which, this is the yardstick by which you'll be judged. You know, by God's standards, not your standards. Not the standards of your friends, not the standards of your society, not Cameron's standards, not the EU's standards, God's standards, His holy law, His holy word. That's the standard by which you'll be judged in that day. So you see, people, He tells you the truth in order to bring you to be convinced of the truth about yourself, about what you are. And of course, what it is that you need, God's salvation in and through Jesus Christ and through Him alone. You see, when you got a sure foundation, when you got Jesus Christ, when you're standing on the solid rock of Christ Jesus, well, the storms and floods, you know, of life, oh, they'll still come at you. You don't escape the common sufferings of humanity. But here's the thing, people. When those storms and floods come against you, they don't shake you, they don't move you. When you're standing on this sure foundation, you know, when your light, your hope, your future, everything, you know, it's based on the solid rock of the gospel, people. You know, you can't be moved. You might be rattled, you might be shaken, but you can't be moved. Steadfast, immovable. Yeah. Another foundation, you see, no man is laid, the Bible says. No other foundation that will stand you for time and for eternity. No other. This is the only foundation. It's God Himself who has laid the foundation. Yeah. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. It's God sending His own Son, Jesus, into the world that you might build your life upon what He has declared, what He has revealed, the righteousness of God revealed in Jesus Christ. Ain't no other righteousness that God will accept. Ain't nothing else, people. anything else that will stand, you know, the test of time and eternity. All other ground is sinking sand. Jesus and his person, the lovely Son of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them. This is the gospel, friends. Christ died for the ungodly. A person, not a religion. His name is Jesus. Proved, demonstrated to be the Son of God with power by his resurrection from the dead. And of course, died on that cross to make atonement for the sins of men and women such as you and I. Who did he do it for? He did it for the ungodly. Those who in character, those who in nature, in character, and of course in practice too, are ungodly. Contrary, that is, to God. Lest he you changed, lest you're born again, lest you made a new creature in Jesus Christ, you ain't got no foundation. Ah, you might claim to have. You might say, well, you know, I got money in the bank. So what? You know, God takes you out of this world. Somebody else fights over your money. You say, well, I got a pension. I got a pension pot, you know, all planned. Once I retire, you might never see that pension pot. Maybe God take you out of this world before you get your hands on it. So you see, ain't no foundation there, people. Riches and pleasure, sin's pleasures, whatever they might be. No hope, no foundation, only in the gospel, only in the good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ. That's a sure foundation. Christ, who died for sinners. Did he die for you? That's the question. Will you repent and believe the gospel? That's the only thing. That's the only thing that'll ever prove the matter. I don't know the answer to that, you know. Only God does. But of course, you hear the gospel. You hear it week after week, and I tell you, hey people, in that day, these buildings will testify against you. These very stones that you're standing on, they'll testify against you. Yes, they'll say, they heard the gospel, they heard the truth, but they despised it, they mocked it, and they rejected it. Yeah, the very buildings, the stones you're standing on will testify against you in that day. So here's the thing, you know. Are you one of God's? You one of his people? Are you one of those for heaven? Are you a sheep or a goat? In that day, Jesus does the separating. He's appointed the judge. And he does the separating, goats to the left and sheep to the right. You know? Ungodly, wicked sinners to the left, to the damnation of hell. And of course, the sheep, you know, those who have been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, they go to heaven. That's the difference, people, heaven and hell. That's why I implore you week by week, be reconciled to God. Get right with God while you still can. Now is the time, says God, not when you get home. You might not get home. Not next week. You might not be given next week. Not next year. You might not be given next year. Now, says God, is the time. This is the day of God's favor. Get reconciled to God. Get right with God now. Repent and believe the gospel. Ah, you got the breath of life in you. Time is short. You don't know just how short, people. So I implore you, I beseech you on behalf of Jesus Christ, be reconciled to God. Coming, people, coming to judge the world in righteousness. You're lost, you got no foundation. You're building on sand. You know, some of you are building on fresh air. And when the storm of God's judgment and wrath comes, falls upon this wicked age, lost people for all eternity. When you've been there for 10 million years, still got eternity to go. It just never comes to an end. So today, people, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as many do in this wicked, evil generation in which you live. be reconciled to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Put your faith and trust in a sure foundation, Jesus and His Word. You'll never be disappointed, never be put to shame. Trust in Jesus, call upon His name, whosoever shall call.